This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
We got a message from Barrett yesterday at school, and he was like, am I allergic to any medicines? It was just like a random text. And he's, well, first of all, you shouldn't be texting at school because you're not allowed to text at school. So that was happening. And we're like, no, you're not allergic to any medicines. And he's like, oh, because I'm going to the nurse.
And why do you need medicine?
Right, exactly. And what do you think the nurse is going to give you at school? Just nothing. She might give you some Tylenol.
Yeah, ibuprofen, that's it.
Go back to class. Then he came home yesterday and he was fine. I was like, all right, whatever. He's got enough things going on. I don't know if I should talk about this or not, but I'm going to. The kid lost his lunchbox again, Dan. And we just don't know what to do about it and how upset we should get. Over under on 3, the number of lunchboxes he's lost this school year.
This year?
Yes, this year. It is February. The number's 3. You going over or under?
I mean, I want to go under for his health.
Right. He's lost 4. The number's over.
He's lost 4 since September?
He lost his first one in the first 3 days.
Well, maybe he could brown bag it. It might be time to get him a brown bag.
I know, but the issue is, like, it needs to have some refrigeration to it because, you know, we put a little ice thing in there. You know, there's a microwave in the cafeteria. Sometimes he'll heat it up, or sometimes it's got to stay cold, you know. So the first one he lost, and Lana bought him a nice one. We get him a nice one at the beginning of the school year. And then when he lost that one, she's like, well, you're going to replace it. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
So
the concept of money is important to learn as a kid.
But he doesn't have a job. We haven't taught him anything. We've taught him his green light is like a money tree.
It just comes.
Yeah. And so he bought it with his own money from his chores. And so he had that one for like, he lost that one by the holidays. And then I think he had to buy a third one because we were so mad about the first two that we made him buy a third one. And then his aunt, Elaine, gave him a fourth one over the holidays. And he just lost that one.
Has he told Lana yet?
Well, yeah, Lana knows. Yep. And I just don't know. Like, it's a lunchbox. In the grand scheme of life, it's not important. But a lunchbox is 25.
I was going to ask that. I have no idea what the lunchbox goes for.
Depends on which one you buy. You know, they've gone down in value. Like the first one was the nice model, you know, with the collapsible and the thermos and all the things that go with it. And by the last one, it was like, you know, buy it online as cheap as possible.
The last time I was in the lunchbox game, there was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on them.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah, he's past that age, you know. But I'm just like, on many levels, I just want to, like, bro, do you just want to hear your mom yell at you? Because I don't. And then I get yelled at.
Every time you get punished, I get punished.
Oh, I got it. And like, this was yesterday morning. I get this text at, and I, like, I love my wife, and I get it. Like, she writes at 6:30 yesterday morning. So we've been at work for like an hour and a half, and she's probably just getting out of bed and making sure he's gone. Barrett has lost another lunchbox, the one Lane gave at the holidays. That is now four lunchboxes since September. To say that I'm pissed is an understatement. He is going to get some sort of punishment. I am so sick of this. Bleep! And his lack of concern for things that we pay for, it is incredibly insulting.
It's too early to be that fired up. It's too early to be that fired up.
And I'm in like work mode. I'm like, yeah, but did you hear what happened to Taylor Swift?
Can we wait on this? If he loses the next one, I think you should just go full Army infantry and just go MREs.
Right?
You're bringing MREs to school.
Oh, that would be awesome. I might stop at the Army surplus store on the way home. You can't remember your lunchbox, so you'll remember this, won't you? Dried lasagna.
Oh. How bad are those, really?
No, you actually get to... I'm kidding. The lasagna isn't dried. The lasagna was actually the better one. Whatever the meat ones were always bad in my day. Right. I know they've changed since then. There was a meat one that came in like this... It had this clear jelly to keep it preserved for 50 years in a bunker. Didn't seem right.
I guess it's all perspective. If you've been in the woods for a weekend, anything's going to taste better.
Right. But some of them had candies in it, like M&Ms or the little caramel, whatever you call them, squares would be in there. Those were like the treats. And then you trade them off because certain people like certain things. If you're like, hey, I'll trade you.
So it's just like school lunch in your lunchbox.
Yeah, I'll trade you my lasagna for your Spam-a-Lot. Anyway.
Thoughts and prayers for Barrett's health if he loses another lunchbox.
I know.
Your wife's going to kill him.
I know. I just don't know how to I just don't know how to deal with it. But anyway.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.